We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
When were you the last one to know? You know, there's big news. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's at your workplace. There's huge news everywhere. Everybody is aware of it. But for some reason, nobody told you. 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. If you want to admit that happened to you, this just happened to a friend of mine in the worst way. Oh, so sad. Okay, so she is one of three managers at the company where she works. So there's like a big boss, and then there's three managers. And then there's the whole staff underneath, okay? So she, the other day, goes to the big old staff meeting, you know, with the big boss and the one other of the managers, but there was the third one missing. So it's just her cohort, and then the big boss. So they're having the whole staff meeting. Everything gets underway. It's about halfway through, and she looks around and is like, hey, where's Stacy? And everybody in the whole room looks around like, what do we say? Like eyes get big. And she's like, what? Why is everybody looking so weird? Where's Stacy? And then somebody, a subordinate of hers, had to inform her that Stacy was let go.
Oh.
Like 2 days before.
Oh no.
But she's like, how am I the last one to know?
And to find out like that? Oh.
Right. So the big boss didn't tell her. Her compadre, like the other manager on her level, didn't tell her. Mm. And none of the other staff members told her. So she's clueless in this huge meeting in front of everybody. So she's like, wait a second. What is going on here?
I have a similar situation when I was younger. I too young to even know what was going on, so I wouldn't have been in the loop on this. But I very vividly remember being at a holiday function with the entire family and one of my cousins saying, where's Aunt Debbie? Like, out loud, in front of everyone. Like, when I say one of my cousins, like, she was a teenager, and the whole room stopped, and it got super awkward because Aunt Debbie and my uncle got divorced, and nobody bothered to tell this cousin.
Oh, no.
He's like, where's Aunt Debbie? Why isn't Aunt Debbie here?
Awkward.
And the whole room was like, and uncle was there. And I seem to remember my uncle being there with a new woman.
Oh, no.
But, you know, when you're 13 years old and you're with all your cousins and you always see him once a year, like, you're not 1,000%, so she just blurts it out. Hey,
wait a second.
Where's
somebody's
Debbie?
Missing here.
And I do remember that kid, my cousin, got their butt whooped because mom and dad were like, why would you do that?
Oh, but they didn't know.
Right.
Cousin didn't know. All right. So when was there big old news and nobody told you? 404-263-0941, your story, and one that happened to Kelly Cheese and her family. It's coming up next.
Okay. Turn it up. Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
When were you the last one to know? There's big old news, but nobody told you. A star in Dawsonville. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey.
When were you the last to find out some big info?
Well, I found out that my brother had got married, and I was the last one to know.
Really?
In the office.
The last one to know in the office?
Yeah.
But he's your brother?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But he's your brother?
He's my brother.
So how did you find out?
I didn't work with him. I worked, well, at the time, it was my sister-in-law that I was working with. And she wasn't they never came around the family that much, but I never, ever would have thought that my brother would have not let our family know. He was never like that. But we were just working, and everybody was just kind of acting weird, and I'm like, what is happening here, you know? And I overheard one of them say congratulations to...
Why did he want to keep his girlfriend a secret from, or his, I guess his wife, a secret from the family?
Well, like I said, at that time, she didn't really want to have much to do with our family. But, I mean, her and I, we got along great and everything. I just was like, what is happening here? And I heard congratulations,
just a technical question, do you get him a gift? Right? Like, if you find out that way, do you have to buy him a gift?
Maybe. Laura in Peachtree City, when were you the last to know?
Friday, I was the last to know that my aunt had passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did they just forget to tell you?
No, they didn't forget to tell me. And you know how I found out? On Facebook.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. You cannot post news like that without telling
me. No. I'm thankful they did, because if they had not posted news like that on Facebook, I would have never known.
You still would be in the dark.
So I'm thankful for that, but after you talk to people several times and everybody in the family knows and you talk to them and they didn't happen to mention anything because you're coded as a straggler in your family.
Aww. Aww, it's all right. We're not so cool kids, too. We get left out all the time. Lizzie in Atlanta, when were you the last to know the big news?
My husband got rid of my car and everyone but me knew, except for after everyone knew, then he told me.
He got rid of your car. Everybody in the family knows about it. And then you're like going out to outside to get in it and it's not there.
Exactly.
Why did he get rid of your car?
I don't know. And I still can't understand it.
Did he get you a new car?
No.
What?
Did you ask him why he got rid of his, what happened?
Yeah, I did. He just did nothing.
What are you in right now?
I'm walking.
Nope. That was a car.
I'm very confused. All right, Katie in Fayetteville. When were you the last to know?
My grandmother got married when I was in college, and I found out the day I called my mom to see what she was doing, and she's all, grandma's getting married today, and she's been divorced for 40 years. I didn't know she was dating anybody.
Well, you know, when you're that age, you got to move quick. Like, you can't mess around. You can't, like, have a long engagement because, yeah, one of them might not be there to be at the end of the aisle.
Grandmas are savage, and I have learned that the hard way, so I feel the last caller. I love my grandma. She's my best friend, and my whole life she'd been married to my grandpa, and he was awesome, real cool guy. They got into, like, a nasty divorce as he got really, really old, and his side of the family wanted to take care of some things. So we never talked to him after I was about 21, and it was just a nasty situation. So I was hanging out with Grandma Cheese, July 4th, and I'm like, hey, have you talked to Pappy recently? Because I knew they'd secretly call each other and talk. And she's like, oh, no, honey, he died.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that's my Pappy. That's my grandpa. What do you mean? Like, what? When? And, you know, like, tears are streaming down my face. I'm like, when did this happen, Grandma Cheese? She's like, well... Shoot, I think it was around your birthday. My birthday is in September. This was July.
Oh, I'm like, this year
almost
later.
Been a year? Almost a year, and that date is still kind of iffy. Like, I don't even really know if that's real. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, as always, this conversation will continue on Facebook.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.